SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Locked into Moneyline. Kevin Walsh.
No one likes Zach Taylor. Again, this guy went to the Super Bowl last year, might get fired this year. That's outrageous. I can't allow. Yes. Between breaking down futures markets or like day-to-day games, like I might pick the futures market. Like that's how much fun it is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And Donnie Wrightside.
Ah, man, that felt good. Oh, come on. What? Just got stung by a bee. How did a bee even get in my house?
This hasn't been the greatest day for DRS as is. Just getting less and less here.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159.
That's how we roll on a Thursday. Radio on Moneyline, Sirius XM Channel 159 on the grid. Thursday night football. The NBA is just popping as usual, I guess we can say. But if you hear that voice on the other end, he did not resign, as many people were calling in yesterday thinking about. He's Kevin Walsh. I'm Donnie Wrightside. It's Moneyline.
How about it, man? You hear the ovation from the crowd. Just oh, man, welcome back. Welcome back. Well, it is incredible. It's built into my schedule. I miss one early line, money line combo a week so I can do double weekends. So if I miss one extra show, it's questions, rumor mills, a lot of wondering about, it seems.
Yeah, there was a lot of rumors going on. I even had to put out a video before the show. Like, we haven't even heard from Kevin. Is he awake at this point? Yeah. Is he blowing off the show in the afternoon? Because it was a massive night. And I got to tell you, it still does, get a good pop for the room. Whoever I'm working with, whenever I just bring up, like, do you know where Kevin's at tonight? And they're like, no, where? It just goes over well. It's a great, fantastic bit. It really does.
I'm glad that you and the people that fill in for me have a good time at my expense. Despite the fact there's a very real chance that I work the most hours on the network, that you've now spun it into me never working. That is, we'll see how long that goes from funny to me sending you a series. Hey, Don, why don't you do me a favor? Why you lay off, pal?
Management called me up. Hey, we love you on the air, but you got a kid that's a little fragile right now. He ain't really hammering him. That's all right. I'll back off. I'll back off and have some fun, because tonight, K-Dub, you got a 37.5 total here at the FanDuel Sportsbook with Pittsburgh and Cleveland. You got windy conditions. You got a 5.5 2 days ago, last time we spoke. Now down to a 3.5 at the FanDuel Sportsbook here. Went over this morning with Mike Blewett, and I say, man, I love props. And I got to tell you, it's like the double-edged sword, because we're not expecting a lot of points, but that just ratchets up the price range now that you can go after for legitimate-type wagers, which really piques my interest. But my goodness, are we looking at 14-13 tonight?
Yeah, so I went and pulled the numbers up, and I saw the 37.5. And I didn't think much of it, because the number was already very low. I think 39.5 earlier
in
the week. It's like, all right, so people are still betting under. It is what it is. So then I go to look at some player props, and both Jacoby Brissett and Mitch Trubisky are under 190 passing yards. And I said, wait a second. I have an idea what's going on here. NFL weather, look around. So tonight is apparently one of these tornado gust wind nights in Cleveland, and throwing the football basically Army Navy hits the field tonight in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Is that what we're seeing?
That's what we're reading here based on, and it's funny because we brought up the passing props earlier this morning. I said, I don't know if I've ever seen this before. We used to laugh at like one guy, like it would be like, 180 yards for Justin Fields. Like, man, you talk about disrespect. Like, that's just outrageous that it's that low. Now you have two guys there, and quite frankly, looking at it going, this sounds about right. Good weather or not, it sounds about right.
Well, yeah, obviously neither guy, particularly lighting the world on fire. But if it were normal weather, I'd be betting both over. I'd be betting the 504 at, I assume, like 12-1, right? Whatever number they could come with on that. But if the weather is going to be like this, and I know you obviously were getting into it this morning, doesn't the eye just immediately travel towards, a pair of super talented running backs in Najee Harris and Nick Chubb?
Yeah, Chubb was at like 84.5, I believe, this morning, and maybe 59.5, I want to say, on running back totals here this morning on FanDuel. So it does, but also then it means, you know, we're packing the box. Maybe it's a little bit harder to run at that point. And we're going to get into a lot more props. But as I talked about, the two that really had my eye, even though I don't expect a lot of points tonight, but Chubb, Najee, that's the two best running backs. You figure combined 35 touches. Cooper and Deontay Johnson, the two wideouts, combined for three total touchdowns at a plus 230 price. Like, if people are going to be scoring tonight, you figure it's those guys that will be doing the damage. But again, if we're anticipating lower scoring, it's harder to hit, but that price range is really ratcheted up. And my favorite one, K-Dub, you know me, one rushing touchdown, one passing touchdown. I mean, that's 650 tonight. That is 650 tonight.
What's the 504 paying out tonight? I don't think they do match specials in New York, which is where I am, by the way.
So 500, let me see. It's got to be at least in that. Let's see. So 504. 500. There we go. Oh, wow. Man. You ready for this? 750.
Yeah, come on.
Wow.
Come on now.
Like, see, like, you would look, on, like, hey, if that was, like, a normal bet, would you like it? No. And then they're like, well, how about if we gave you a plus 750? It's like, hold on. I hate that bet. Now, I'm starting to love that bet. Correct. Like, I need to sit back and just watch.
Like, Mahomes, Herbert, plus 120, no interest. Two of the worst quarterbacks in weather where they can't throw the football? Yeah, sign me up.
My goodness. It's all popping on Moneyline. Football tonight. Football day. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Radio Network.
Back at it here on Moneyline. And yes, it is a football Thursday night. We get that. College football tonight, as well as the NFL. How much excitement are we going to get out of the NFL? Well, that's in the eye of the beholder tonight, depending on what type of ticket that you are wagering on. But the one thing that we do know, K-Dub, I know your ears are ringing all the time. And quite frankly, I went to bed last night, let's just say around 10 o'clock. The NBA was popping overnight. So as I'm scrolling through at 4:30 a.m. to get caught up, if anything happened last night, saw the Philadelphia Phillies come back with a nice win over the Toronto Blue Jays, no home run from Aaron Judge, and a Woj bomb, which led you to believe that it could have been Udoka on a murder spree, a robbery spree, stealing money from the Celtics. We'll find out in the morning. I mean, incredible tweet by Woj. Usually is plugged into everything. Basically, that's an open-ended question, like massive suspension coming to Ime Udoka. We don't really know what's going on now. So questionable reporting just to beat shams, I guess, to an original tweet is what that was for. But it finds out here that an inappropriate relationship with a female member of the organization, which looks like he is going to get banged for a full year. Coming off the NBA Finals, K-Dub.
Yeah, it's a major story, probably multiplied by Udoka having a very famous wife as well. For those who don't know, married to Nia Long with children for now. Who knows the state of all of that. It's one of those things with the, you know, the kind of the two Woj tweets where, I mean, I assume he knew, right? Well, we don't have to get into that part. We have all the information, right? And we wondered what it was, and we find out now what it is. And I am sure there are some people who see, well, hold on a minute. If it's a consensual relationship, what exactly kind of are we doing here? But rules are rules within organizations, and sometimes you can't truly account for the balance of power, and as a head coach, how does that potentially relate to this female who was somewhere within the organization? I don't think we're entirely clear on all of those specifics at the moment. Again, there's a reason that those rules are put into place. I do think it's a little odd, though, that a one-year suspension, but then you're going to bring him back.
Yeah, don't get
it's a little weird. Again, it almost feels like a situation where, if we're honest, Ime Udoka proved to be one of the better head coaches in the NBA last season, and they probably don't want to lose him for a full, you know, for the remainder of his career. He's a pretty young coach. It's a really odd spot, but it does seem like at the minimum he'll be gone for a year, and I'm sure Boston to some degree hoping at that point it will have kind of mulled over and it'll be not as problematic to have him on their sidelines, which, to be fair, relatively speaking, compared to Deshaun Watson, I know it's a little odd to compare these things, but again, relatively speaking, it will not be as probably, you know, if Watson's going to play football, Donnie, Udoka's going to coach again.
He is going to coach. I mean, talent trumps everything. And you were talking, if Deshaun Watson's a practice squad player, Texans come out, make an example. We will never have this on our football team. There's no place in the NFL, and we're not going to pay him any money and cut him immediately. He's a good football player, so obviously he actually gets traded and paid more money than anybody else in football guaranteed. But this story is interesting, too, because if you don't understand how corporate America works, and you might find yourself saying, man, people get cheated on all day long. Marriages are broke up left and right. But when you're talking about a billion-dollar company where it's very simple, we don't know the details. There could be details out of, yeah, sure, consensual relationship. How did it start? Well, I was trying to be an assistant coach, or I wanted to break into the NBA, like front office, and I met MA at a bar, and you know, we got to talk, and he says, I can help you out, and then one thing led to another. You can't do that in a corporate atmosphere, which is why he got suspended for a full year. I'm interested to see some of the fallout on the details, Kevin, because outside of that, there's usually a huge lawsuit that's probably going to follow through with this as well, where you get a lawyer saying, well, what did he do? Well, you know, he was really nice to me and told me he could help me in the NBA and put in a good word for me. That's why he's getting suspended. It's not because, you know, you cheat on somebody in your marriage. If it's consensual, what's the big deal? That's the big deal with corporate America. But I do find it interesting, the point you brought up is, if you're going to suspend them for a year, 82 games, he's probably not going to get paid, and then you bring them back. But why wouldn't you just cut the ties with them at that point right off the bat? Like, that's the one thing that is really interesting to me, other than, boy, he's a really talented coach, and hopefully we get through this and he comes back.
Which is the answer, right? We're aware of it. He also seems to have a very good relationship with the players.
Sure. Right?
So I bet it's one of those things where they say, look, we have to be. I would not say it's a guarantee he does coach again for Boston. Maybe they kind of continue to figure it, because I don't think they've made an initial announcement, by the way.
No, they haven't.
This whole thing,
are we waiting on something, K-Dub? Is that what we mean? Like, because it's really being slow played. Like, this story wasn't ready to hit the afterburners, and it sort of stuff's leaking it out. Could this be, and I'm not saying it's anywhere near what happened with, like, the Ray Rice situation. Stand by him, videotape comes out. No, we're not standing by you anymore. Are there some details that maybe the Celtics are waiting for, which is why we haven't heard from them directly on an exact suspension?
Maybe they're waiting on some details. Also, again, information gets out there for a reason, right? Maybe they wanted to see how some of the reaction was to the news on the situation. But to take this into, you know, a betting perspective, which is all we can do.
Sure.
Right? He's a top half of the league coach.
Sure.
Again, to leave no debate about it, right? The top assistant for the Boston Celtics was hired away by the Utah Jazz this summer. Unless they bring Brad Stevens down from the front office, maybe they will, the Celtics are going to take a hit in the coaching department. This is a roster last season that got off to a disgusting start. Remember, Donnie, we were talking about trading, you know, one of Brown or Tatum.
Yes, didn't work.
Ultimately, it didn't happen. Ime was able to turn this thing around. We'll see if that's something that what if that kind of struggle happens again? Listen, again, no matter what Boston media tells you, Jaylen Brown spent all summer long either being traded to Brooklyn or liking tweets about wanting to leave Boston. So this is not exactly the smoothest situation to be walking into. They signed Danilo Gallinari, torn ACL, playing over in the EuroLeague. So this is not a super smooth situation. And we're not talking about the fringe Atlanta Hawks, right? The on-the-cusp Portland Trailblazers. No, we're talking about the NBA title favorites. Imagine if Sean McDermott was all of a sudden just gone from Buffalo. And what that would, you know what I mean? So you can't undersell this story at all, Donnie, here. Really interesting to see if Brad Stevens comes down from the front office. It's easily the Celtics' best option. I don't know if it's realistic.
Yeah, I don't, because usually once you step back from coaching, I think Brad Stevens enjoys, like, hey, you know what? I'm getting like $10 million a year just to put an input in and, you know, sit back and relax. It's hard to get back into the fold because the commitment that it takes. There's a reason why Brad Stevens isn't still courtside right now. Hey, you know what? I'm a little bit burned out at this point. Maybe he did recharge his batteries, but I don't think it's going to be one like, hey, you know what? Let me come down for 1 year and then hand the reins back over to Udoka. I don't think that'll be the case. They'll find somebody to sort of work that out. Other news in the NBA, trade went down. The Jazz trade Bogdanovich to the Pistons. So the Pistons are an interesting outfit here heading into the next year with a revamped lineup, K-Dub. Spend a couple seconds here talking about, you know, what you think of that trade and also the Pistons in 2022, 2023.
Super talented team. If you look at what they gave up, it won't be missed. So why not get your young stars and, you know, and primary ball handlers in Jaden Ivey from this year's draft, number one overall pick last year's draft in Cade Cunningham, elite floor spacing, and also a respected enough defender that could alleviate some of those duties from them. That's a Detroit Pistons, you know, sometimes a good test case, right, for the NBA. Hey, can you name the entire starting five in September for people? You can go a lot. There's a lot of casual fans that know this entire young Pistons starting five. It just shows that there are names that are respected. And hey, who knows? 10 teams going to make it with the play-in. Maybe they make some damage.
By the way, I want to talk about this after the break. We'll hit football heavy. Are Yankees fans in a full-blown panic here? Apple TV, couple home runs. Whoa, buddy. Come on back with us. It's Moneyline here on a Thursday on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is far. It is high. It is deep. That's number 61. You know, are we going to hear that, K-Dub? Are we going to hear that this week? Because the topic I wanted to talk about that we were alluding to before the break, Apple TV stepping in saying, we got this one. And Apple TV didn't say, hey, last week they saw something that they wanted to buy because, you know, hey, a 61 and 62 are going to leave the ballpark here. Talking about Aaron Judge hitting home runs for the New York Yankees. This was planned all along. And this could be a fiasco in Major League Baseball if true. Kevin is a Yankees fan, and I'm not saying you're going to watch it, not watch it, even if you have Apple TV. But for one of the moments where New York is encaptured, or encapsulated, I should say, in a bunch of fun, a lot of people aren't going to be able to see this fun, and that could be damaging blowback here.
Of course, people are going to be frustrated by it, right? We were kind of talking a little bit during the break. Who is it that we're supposed to be mad at here? Are we supposed to be mad at the Yankees, at Major League Baseball, at Aaron Judge? Like, again, what were... Like,
I don't think you can be mad at anybody at this point. Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's
kind of my thing. And people are like, oh, Apple should give up the game. Like, all right, well, then the Yankees and baseball need to give him back, like, $1 billion. Like, that's... You know, like, that's not what we're doing here, right? So... And here's the other thing. Like, I can just use personal experience. Both my parents, diehard Yankee fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they wouldn't be able to watch that, it would be an uproar. You know why they can? Because we know how to set the Apple TV up for them. And it's fine. I just feel like most people, Donnie, that want to be able to access Apple TV, they can access Apple TV. No?
You're right, but it's the people just getting angry on purpose. Like, I remember last year when this started, where, like, the Phillies were on, like, Facebook. And just, I know, like, my wife has a Facebook account. Let me watch it through yours. Or I can sign up for one real quick. Or I even have a Facebook account. I don't know how to log into it. But I was staying away on purpose at a protest. But you're talking about, like, game 32 of a Philly season. If I miss it, it's not that big of a deal. But if you are, like, a diehard Yankees fan, you want to watch history, and they're making it harder for you to do that, it certainly brings up some other things, and people just like to be angry. People with Apple TV, they'll try and be like, this is ridiculous, even though they can certainly get Apple TV on their TV or even on their phone at that point. But I do find it interesting. It's one of those topics we'll keep an eye on, but the phone lines are blazing here, 844-843-6879. The Moose is loose on a Thursday with his boys tonight, the Brownies. Welcome in, Moose.
Wait for it. Oh, yeah, just cracking a cold one. You bet. You know what?
Tailgating.
1950, the oldest rivalry, 138 meetings, 79-61-1 to the Steelers' favor. You know, this is going to be a classic. Okay, so tonight, 23 to 32 miles per hour winds. Now, the Browns' previous one of their best field goal kickers, Phil Dawson. Okay, Phil Dawson installed a small flag in the southwest corner of the end zone. Okay, now he's been talking with York about this as well. And the wind, if it's coming from that direction, it's a brutal day. Now, the winds tonight are coming from the northwest, okay? So that's going to be kind of neat to watch for York. Now, here's the other thing, okay? The fans, all right? Well, let's get back to Phil Dawson just for a minute. And this is coming from my law enforcement background. Phil Dawson sought advice from Secret Service snipers advised Dawson on how to calculate wind speed for projectiles. That's why he put that flag up there in that corner, okay? Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. I'm going to be burning that yellow piece of S towel, that little yellow towel, the terrible towel. That's going in the fire pit, all right? So, I mean, I'm talking old football days. It's going to be smash mouth. But I do have to say, I do have to respect one Pittsburgh Steeler, and that's Rocky Blyer. All right, went to Vietnam, 1974. He takes a round in his hip, and he has half of his foot blown off by a grenade. Okay, then he came back, and then he won his Super Bowls. And here's the best thing that's going to go on tonight: them Cleveland fans. All right, 1974, 10-cent beer night. All right. When all them crazy Polacks got fired up on cheap beer, they served over 60,000 cups of beer to 25,000 individuals. They were taking beer right off the beer trucks. All right, that's when Billy Martin brought the Texas Rangers in. And if you get a chance, look at the YouTube. The fans were fighting the Texas Rangers on the field. All the fans. I think they had like 13 or 14 streakers that jumped on the field as well. You got to love those fans. Man, I am fired up. And, yes, I agree. I totally agree. I think it's going to be low scoring, and I think they're going to get healthy doses of Chubb and Hunt. And with that wind, you know, up on that stadium, you never know how that ball is going to travel. You just never know. And in closing, you know what? I'm making up some fresh queso dip, all right, with some chorizo. Mm. And some chopped onions and some Rotel tomatoes. And I'm going to make them little pigs in a blanket. And then I got some fresh homemade salsa and warm tortilla chips. Pardon me.
And there we go.
I got
down the wrong pipe right there for the moose. Yeah, excited here. Fast. His boys are playing, cracking open a beer, getting some queso out there. By the way, I do get a kick out of those kicking stories, though, where you just have, hey, you know what? Throw this little flag up there that nobody really knows about here so I can check out the wind for myself and be able to kick. But the second part, Kev, you weren't here yesterday. We're trying to, like, you know, level with Moose here to see if there's a way that, you know, say he's got undercover skills where he could go to a wrestling event, film you without you knowing it there. How do you like that? Like, that's what we're trying to come up with schemes here.
Yeah, I mean, unnecessary, obviously. Just leave me alone, all right? Let me enjoy the very rare time that I have to myself. With that being said, big game tonight for the people of Cleveland. Chance to go 2-1 next week. They play the Falcons. We anticipate they'll be favored. The Pittsburgh Steelers, though, chance to go 2-1 and prove, you know, that Mike Tomlin isn't, you know, like Donnie thinks, one of the five worst coaches in the NFL.
Yes. I had a segment today that said, do you trust Tomlin? Of course, we weren't going to trust Tomlin. Actually, we never made it to that segment there. By the way, in your background over there, is that Rick Haro getting escorted around selling his book today?
So.
Man,
I think so.
That's good stuff.
Mean streets of Queens, man. Nothing you can do about it.
Oh, that's right. That's right here, huh? And by the way, I did see MJF last night. Shout out to Queens. And give you a shout. What was it? What was the terminology used about Queens? Questionable, you know, Queens? What did he say?
You know what? It's actually a little tougher to hear in the building. The microphones and everything like that, the promos, like, you got to go back and get it.
Is it really? Wow. Yeah, you know, you're right, because you get that direct feed there. And then what did he say out there now?
Yeah.
You know, cheering and stuff. We tried to guess, like, what you were doing. Like, are you the guy in the arena? Because you're a big wrestling guy. You know everybody's theme songs. Are we singing everybody's theme songs?
We are? What's the point of doing sing-along theme songs if you don't sing along? It doesn't even really, of course.
Now play this one back for me here. Like the crowd, right. You know, you're getting introduced. You hear this, and there's the pop in the room, huge.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. No, he got a big look. Again, your boy Danhausen received a big pop. He had some good moments in the battle royal that he was involved in.
It was
the perfect use of him. I won't say anything else. Actually,
yeah.
You never know. Maybe he won it. Maybe he
won. Gotta watch.
We don't know. I'll give you one spoiler though from the Rampage.
Go. Yes.
Action Bronson.
Uh-oh.
Tremendous.
Whoa, really?
No way it's the last time he steps in a ring.
Wow.
No. Tremendous.
So he took it serious? Like, I'm not just going to show up, put on, like, a big T-shirt and, you know, get one bump and exit the ring?
He wore a – if you've ever seen the action –
he was down to his knees? Was it down to his knees?
Yeah. He was wearing that ridiculousness,
yes,
okay?
Yeah.
But he was – not only was he tremendous, I'm not kidding – he was one of the most over people the entire night, which was a little surprising because while I know he's from Queens, like I don't like what percentage of that crowd is an Action Bronson fan, right? Yeah. But a lot of them apparently was the answer.
Yeah, you would figure most people are like, yeah, you don't even know me. Like, yeah, who is that guy? I don't know who that guy is right now.
Right.
So yeah,
are you you're familiar right with him? I feel like you
absolutely,
are.
Absolutely, yeah. BMOC was a big Action Bronson guy back in the day, so he used to get filled in even before, like, he was doing. I know it's two. There's one where they just get baked on TV and talk about, like, aliens, and the other one is this food, which I love food shows. He has a great food show because it's hilarious, and they eat the food I would like to eat, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the food. My parents even love the food.
It's a great one.
Is it ever coming back? I don't know if it's still on TV.
Yeah, because he hits all East Coast, you know, and goes, overseas. It's a very quality show. To certainly partake in. But the K-Dub out there on the wrestling scene having some fun. But tonight, again, Steelers and the Browns, 37.5, 3.5. So my question to you here early in the day is we're going to go over some bets here in just a few moments. And also, there is a no-sweat same-game bet parlay, which I guess if you bet that on Monday night, it didn't carry over till Thursday night. But we can get involved in that, maybe build something out. Is this line going to 3 tonight? Like, will people watch? Because I joke about this all the time. The live feed, the public gets home. What do they see tonight on Amazon Prime? Oh, look at that. The winds are blowing the papers off the desk in the pregame. My God, nobody's going to score tonight. Are we seeing a 3 tonight? Could we see it?
I think it's possible because there's a few factors that have moved the line. People betting the Steelers, 1. The weather, 2. And let's not forget all of these injuries on the Cleveland's defensive side of the ball right now. As well, most notably Myles Garrett. Confirmed out Myles Garrett. Or is that still up in the air?
No. Myles Garrett is, as of yesterday, he was playing. Jadeveon Clowney is not playing, yes.
Okay, because I thought Garrett was questionable, right?
He was. He had neck injury. Yeah, wasn't sure he was playing until yesterday where they said he should get the clear go-ahead to get back on the field. So we'll take a look at this game in depth. We want Kevin's thoughts here on some of these specials. Some of these player props, which they are low, but some of them are paying out nicely. If you want to get involved in the show, you can. 844-843-6879. It's Moneyline. Donnie and Kevin. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thursday afternoon, Moneyline. Got some football tonight to talk about. We'll keep on hammering home the Steelers-Cleveland Browns game, but also in the top of the hour coming up shortly, we're going to go over some college football. Had a segment ready for the early line, ready to go, but we had to bump that segment here, which is fine, but I'm going to turn that segment into a Moneyline segment here with old K-Dub. And we're not asking questions about what do you think, you know, let's just say Ohio State's going to do. K-Dub, I got Kansas on there. I got UMass, Connecticut, Arizona State, Toledo. Yeah. So we're digging in the depths, but not because we want to break it down and have, let me just get to the nuts and bolts. It's really what do you think about those games and where they might wind up. But before we do that, Steelers-Browns, 3.5 as a favorite here for the Cleveland Browns. Over-under at 37.5. We'll see if that changes before game time. But let's get into the market of any time touchdown score tonight. Because the clear favorite here, obviously, would be Nick Chubb. at a minus 115 price. They're inside the 10-yard line. They hand it off to Chubb. Pretty good chance he's scoring, even if he's supposed to take a knee. And at the one, he's got your back. He'll rumble into the end zone. Najee Harris, Pittsburgh Steelers running back, plus 150. Kareem Hunt, plus 180. So three running backs are the leader in the clubhouse before you get to the two wide receivers, Amari Cooper and Deontay Johnson, plus 210 and plus 240, respectively. Looking at the touchdown market tonight, and it doesn't look like by the total we're going to get a ton of them. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think I'm most interested in Najee at plus 150 because of a plus price on a running back of that talent who should be the answer inside the 10-yard line has to be interesting. I'll also say, you know, sometimes I ask myself, how do the best running backs in the NFL not score once a game? You know what I mean? Like, how does a game ever end with Nick Chubb not in the end zone? But it does, right? Mm-hmm. There's a reason why these guys don't score 20 touchdowns a season. And for that reason, I'm very hesitant on Chubb coming off of a 3-touchdown performance. And maybe that opens it up for Kareem Hunt. And hey, Jacoby Brissett is not a zero athlete. Plus 700 is insanity for Jacoby Brissett. That might be the way to go tonight, Donnie, honestly.
It is.
Well, you always talk about these quarterback splits. Yes, you've been hitting on this for people.
They're even higher than they were this morning. Trubisky is 10-1, and Jacoby Brissett is 7-1. They were much lower this morning. And all you don't need them both. Both is ridiculous. That's a lottery ticket. You get one of them, and it's amazing. And I tried to put it into perspective this morning when Mike was on with me, and I said, boy, look at these numbers, because they were, let's just say they were 6 and 800 or something like that, which now they're even more impressive. I said, Jalen Hurts on Monday Night Football is like a plus 120. And I think plus 130 or just behind him was Josh Allen. Now you're getting legitimate lottery tickets, fourth and goal from the one. Naked boot, you know, hand it off. Not even hand it off, just quarterback sneak it in. They're mobile guys. They're not Matt Ryan back there. Like, if there's a chance for them to find the end zone, they'll run for it.
Yeah, man, 710-1 is like, if the ball's on like the 1 yard line, like, I know it's like, I'll give it to Chubb. Like, Brissett, bow to your head down.
Yes.
I might argue is the better play.
Exactly. How many times have you seen that? Because even though, let's just play it out. Pass interference in the end zone, you put the ball at the one. Hand it off to Chubb, no gain, gets a little bit closer. Hand it off to Chubb, no gain, gets a little bit closer. All right, enough with this. Just sneak it in. Like, that's it. I mean, granted, it's 7-1, 10-1. You're expecting Chubb to get the ball and score, and he probably will. But all you're asking is for one opportunity between the two for a quarterback sneak, and they probably would cash that ticket in. So it is a fun market. And again, the reason we're getting these markets isn't because Mitchell Trubisky, we don't think he can run it in. There's not supposed to be a ton of points tonight. So that's why you're getting condensed on a lot of these guys, like the deeper options. David Njoku is a tight end who will get red zone targets, plus 440 to score a touchdown. How about some of the guys that are way back, right? Gunnar Olszewski, like fourth wide receiver, 26-1. All it takes is one busted coverage or one, hey, I caught the ball at the 15-yard line, nobody was there, and I walked into the end zone. You're getting some monster, monster numbers there.
Yeah, you really are. You really are. And that's the one thing with a low total like this, right? So if this game finishes, you know, 21-14, that's under the listed total. That's 5 touchdowns. Even if the game finishes 14-7, that's 3 touchdowns that we're talking about, right? So, and that's only 21 points scored. The odds are both teams will score a touchdown tonight. And that will create, obviously, some big... I mean, Amari Cooper last week was into the end zone, plus 210. Deontay Johnson is the leading lineout, plus 240. Yeah, he really did. Amari's still talented.
Well, how about Dallas? You know, way under the salary cap. Yeah, you know what? We can't afford all these players over here. Boy, Jerry pulled the wool over the Dallas Cowboys fans' eyes.
Which does surprise me.
As an Eagles fan or NFC's guy, I love it. Because usually that's the team, like, thank goodness, Kevin, there's a salary cap, because Dallas would have a $350 million payroll crushing everybody in football. Not the
right. But that doesn't, like, fit the narrative that I've at least built up in my head. Like, it would be that he would go and that, like, spend whatever it takes, right?
Yes.
So he's only,
he don't have that much longer to go in the world of I've been around since like 1990s. Like, I'm on the back stretch here of my career here as an NFL owner. You would have thought that they say, all right, hey, you know, the quote-unquote, let's push all the chips in. We don't like to do that. And he goes, look, let's do it for 3 years. Even if it doesn't work, I need to at least see us try to get after one. They didn't this year, which is surprising. Even Randy Gregory. Hey, yeah, a little bit more. Nah, we don't have it. Okay, fine, I'll go to Denver. See you guys.
Yeah, out of here. Peace. Later. It's really odd. I agree with you.
How about this? You. Player passing yards, as we talked about. Ridiculousness. 188.5 for Mitchell Trubisky. And quite frankly, I think it's ridiculous also. Mitchell Trubisky is the leader tonight in passing yards at 188.5. Jacoby Brissett at 181.5. Now, if we look at their average passing props on the season for these two teams, Kevin, 172 and 179, respectively, between the two teams. Passing yards. This is the NFL. This is September, Kevin. This is like, hey, you know, what did you want them to do? There were monsoons they played in. They didn't. They just can't pass.
Yeah, but again, now they are playing in that type of weather, which makes it so difficult to be involved with. Jacoby Brissett in the opening game versus Carolina throws for a 147. Ugh. And the next game he throws for 229. So he was able to obviously get it going a little bit more. Trubisky is under 200 yards in both of these games so far. But Cincinnati throws for 194. That game was in 800 overtimes. And then against New England, he throws for 168, and they pretty much trailed the entire way. Like, how about, Donnie, under – because you never know with busted plays, right? Under pass attempts for even Trubisky, 30 – how about – hold on now. This percent number can't be real.
26.5. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't
look at the longest completion. You'll never see that. Do you see that those numbers?
No.
30.5 and 31.5?
8,
you will never see that. Exactly. 36.5, 37.5, 38.5. And again, I understand that there are going to be windy conditions, but that doesn't mean you have to say, hey, Kevin, you got to have a 50-yard completion. That's a 15-yard completion where it's a slant pass and you beat your guy and you get 35 yards out of a total. That's crazy. I'm going to find myself, like tonight, hey, Donnie, it looks like an under game. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't think there's going to be many points. Well, hold on now. I got 10 bets here on overs and yardage and touchdown scores.
Have you been surprised that Trubisky's not been more mobile this year? You know, you and I talked about it preseason, about Trubisky running a little. I haven't been involved, though, because I looked during those preseason football games. He was never running. I'm just surprised it's just surprising. Not a part of his game at all with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Especially the way the games have been. Like, you're trying to maximize everything you can get out of the offense. And I saw Mike Tomlin's comment. Hey, we really got to open up the passing game. Well, I mean, it's easier said than done with Trubisky at quarterback, as he's not really the guy that you expect to light it up. But if I am a Pittsburgh Steelers coordinator on that offensive staff, how do I make it as easy as possible on you, Mitch? Roll you out left, roll you out right, designed run here, keep the defense on its toes. I am kind of surprised by that because his rushing prop, which this morning was 12.5. Let me see what he's got right now. Still at 12.5, which seems really light. Like, you got guys like Patrick Mahomes usually coming in at like 17 or 18.5. And you got Mitchell Trubisky in a close game in weather that's not – usually when weather's not so great, you have mobile quarterback. Isn't that where you really want to play that guy?
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah.
And why is there no Jacoby Brissett prop?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe that comes in later today. What, he's too mobile? We just can't figure the guy out.
Like, first game 4 for 10, second game 6 for 43. Like, those are very different. But he picked up 21 of those yards on like that late scramble. So 5 for 22. That number's in the between.
It's still bad weather. And you think, I always look at it too as like good pass rushes, which even though they're injured a bit on both sides, they're still known as good pass rushing teams. Like, you figure, like, oh, no, play breaks down right away. I'm going to get out of the pocket and pick up some yards. That's the way you would think it would play out.
Yeah.
And also compounded by weather, a closer game, maybe you do use your legs a little bit more. Now, Nick Chubb's at an 84.5. Najee Harris at a 54.5. Kareem Hunt at a 43.5. Let me see about the rushing attempts in this game. It's not as high as you would think. Look at this. Najee Harris, 14.5 rushes. Nick Chubb, 16.5 rushes, and Kareem Hunt, 9.5 rushes.
Hmm.
Seems a little low. Like, just looking at the numbers right away, I know it's not the 1980s, right, where you're getting 25 touches. But in this type of environment, it does. In a lower scoring close game, running game is going to be wide open. Should be.
It might tonight kind of set the clock back type of situation. It wouldn't be surprising. It's pretty interesting. I've been thinking just betting Najee's yards. Are you any interest in that at 54.5?
It didn't actually pop into my mind, to look at like touchdown prop, maybe Najee if he's down there. But I don't really have my eye too much on Pittsburgh Steelers props tonight. I really don't. Player props, I should say.
Yeah. I think as we see this kind of moving spread, I'm wondering, are we really going to be in a scenario where Cleveland can eliminate the running attack from Pittsburgh's game plan? I tend to think no. Najee, again, a very talented player. And I know this season he's not been off to a fantastic start, averaging 2.9 yards per rush with that very bad offensive line in front of him. And he's been underneath this number so far to open up this season. Still an explosive athlete where you have a shout if you get enough work. And I think tonight you could certainly see that be the case.
Yeah, three down back. We'll see what happens in that spot here also. I didn't take a look this morning, but just to flip over, let me see if I can find. Where's the defensive props at? Are you seeing that at all up here? Why don't I see defensive props, like sack props? Drive results, first half, second half, first quarter, totals, parlays. What's up with that?
The injuries could be throwing it off as well.
Oh, they love that, though. Put an injured guy out there, doesn't play. Yeah, thanks for the cash. He only played three snaps in this football game, something to keep an eye on. Now, we're down to, a minute or so left in this segment, which is enough time for this. This morning, Kevin, in the 7-7, there was a story that popped up that I know you would appreciate and you would have loved to have answered this one live. Jimmy Garoppolo, word on the street, we had a deal ready to go with the Washington Commanders, but he ended up saying he wanted surgery and I couldn't send him or trade him here. So apparently, Kevin, before the surgery, teams were kicking down the door to get Jimmy Garoppolo. We'll get Kevin's take here right after this break, but also JP, we got a Thursday night football game. We know he's going to have a wager. The question is, can we guess which one it is? We'll be right back. It's Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Last segment before we hit the top of the hour right here on Moneyline. SiriusXM channel 159. If you want to get involved in hour number two, it's pretty easy. 844-843-6879. JP, he's up on the mic. Now, yesterday, you can't fault me for not remembering what you actually had. So what did you have yesterday?
I took a Sunday game. I took the Cardinals at home.
That's right. How about that?
Sunday action. A lot of line movement here in week three.
Yeah, there is. So tonight, there's an NFL game. So I assume, JP, ain't no way we're going MLB, right?
No, we're going NFL.
Judge home run. All right, so we're going NFL. Let's take a look. What game is tonight? Okay, that's right. Pittsburgh Cleveland, right?
There you go. My gosh.
No, come on. That was a work right there. So tonight, side total player prop, JP.
I like a side, but that's no fun. So I'm going with the long shot player prop.
Oh, I like this. Okay. So long shot player prop. Now, when you mean long shot, what price range are we looking at? We got to go 40 to 1, or is it something a little bit different than that?
No, it's reasonable to take. It's nothing 40 to 1.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Now, actually, I hate to do this, but the last time you said long shot player prop, it was Russell Wilson's over rushing yards. So I'd like to know if you mean that this is an obscure bet or if
you never know.
It has long odds.
It's not the first one someone would say. It's probably I'm not going to say exactly what it is. You'll see. You can guess it. It's a touchdown prop. There we go.
Yep, I was actually on the touchdown page. So, all right, so let's see what happens here in this instant. Okay, so now we got JP. It's a touchdown prop. We'll try to guess this one after the break. But K-Dub, quickly on this one. Jimmy Garoppolo, hotness on Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, nonsense. Obviously, the Commanders have a better quarterback than Garoppolo and Carson Wentz there. So even if there's some truth to it, worked out for him. The world where Garoppolo, though, was dense enough to think that he had better options out there than Washington, that I can't rule out.
Don't rule it out. Don't rule this out either. How about this report? Alan Lazard, Watkins and Watson downgraded to do not practice on Thursday. What are we setting ourselves up for in Florida this week? My goodness. Come on back. Hour number two, right on deck.